At an emergency meeting, Wausau City Council members voted unanimously to send a letter to Governor Walker asking for changes in the budget bill. Jim Brzezinski has served on the City Council for four terms.
The consensus of the council members was very clear. The vote was unanimous that this would be extremely detrimental to Wausau as a community, and I believe to the state in general.
Brzezinski says the council was concerned about the possibility that the city bus service would be closed down because of the rule eliminating collective bargaining rights for local public workers. If that happens, the Wausau School District would have to bus the affected students, which would likely force the district to raise taxes.
And it's ironic that the Walker administration that said they were not going to do things the old-fashioned way is really just kicking the can down the road and going to put the burden of raising taxes on the local municipality.
Brzezinski said the council was also worried that the budget bill would hurt local businesses by taking purchasing power out of the economy. And he said the government in Madison should not be telling the city of Wausau how to bargain with its unions.
And the fact is that it's worked very, very well in this state for the past half century. To somehow just wipe it out, in my mind, is just criminal, quite frankly.
In central Wisconsin, the city of Wausau now joins Eau Claire and Stevens Point as municipalities that have gone on record opposing the governor's plan. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.